The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio. We were talking with the Honorable Teresa Corrigan. She is the supervising judge of the county court and also acting Supreme Court Justice. And wow, we got a lot of information on what the courts are doing during COVID. And, you know, we got to ask her a lot of questions and she was extremely informative and, you know, such a compassionate judge. It was really great to have her. I'm, you know, lucky that I got to speak with her as well. And, but now we're with Christina Liu and of course, co-host Otto Loos, with Talk of the Town, where we start, you know, talking about everything that's going on in North Hempstead, events, programs, changes. And, so Christina, what is new?
Wow. Well, I'm just, you know, taking in all the information we got in the first segment. It was so great. You know, I'm trying to multitask doing like, you know, my different work, but I was so engaged because it's something, you know, we were all talking before the show started, you know, just the court system in general is so complex, you know, and there's so many things that we don't know and understand, and having someone on like Terry Corrigan, it was just so informative and clear. And, you know, every week we try to have on something on the show to really get an in-depth kind of idea about it. And especially in this current time, you know, with COVID and just seeing what all different things that are impacted by COVID, how everyone's kind of reacting and trying to put safe protocols in. And it's getting a glimpse into, you know, all these different worlds that we're not part of every day. So it's just good to, it was such a great job, guys. I really thoroughly enjoyed that and was super informed with it. So
it was good. It's kind of like, you know, we learned so much about, you know, the process, what to do now if COVID comes back. And now that it is, it's like, all right, well, at least we know what we need to do quickly as opposed,
right,
you know. And Christina, we were with all our advisories, we were talking about this for, you know, a month or two ago, you know, get what you need now. Don't wait until things start shutting down.
So, and that's, you know, because like we always say, right? So this segment is dedicated to kind of finding, you know, the silver lining and a little bit of glimpse of hope in different situations. So obviously, you know, the instinct is we see these numbers, we hear the news, we're so inundated with everything coming at us, you know, and now coupled with, you know, you got holidays coming up, it's just like this stressful storm. But I think the positive is what you're saying, Beck, is, you know, the good news is we are pretty well versed on things that we need to do to keep ourselves safe and our loved ones safe. So it's not like we're starting from scratch. You know, it's like we kind of, you can get in the groove and it's just your brain, just because I was even thinking the other day, it's like, all right, my brain is shifting to like, all right, like, what do I have? You know, like, let me get back in the groove of, you know, how, you know, when this hit in March, all of us were kind of just trying to scramble and figure out what's going on, you know? I mean, and listen, there's still each day some kind of new tidbit of something, but to the best of our ability, I think we, you know the cores about wearing a mask, maintaining.
Right. Who had masks when this all started, right? Like, who had 100 masks for everybody?
I know, and now I have a mask for like every holiday.
I know.
That's so,
you have your mask scrapbook that you'll be selling on.
Yeah, I mean, I got a mask for all kinds of things, you know, it's really, but it's stuff like that, you know, I mean, all jokes is it's, you know, so we're pretty, you know, we have a good idea about it, you know, and the importance of, you know, of maintaining all these things. And it's a crazy time, but I think if everyone kind of just does their part, you know, God willing, we'll get back on track with certain things. So all we can do is, you know, do our piece of the puzzle is really, really it.
One day at a time.
That's it. I mean, that's become like my slogan. Just like, I say it way too many times a day. You know, it's like, that is kind of, I just tell everyone, because it's really true. I mean, we say this all, it's such a cliche, you know, saying, but it really is what we all have to actively kind of,
You know, cliches are usually very true, But what they require is a real in-depth feeling that it's true.
Right. You can't just, exactly. You have to have feel it behind you.
You got to feel that it is one day at a time.
Absolutely.
Talk is cheap, as they say, you know.
No, it's absolutely true. I say it's like, you know, the secret, you know, when you put positive vibes out into, you have to really believe the intention behind those kind of positive vibes for things to happen. And but obviously.
But as we said with Terry, you know, positive vibes are critical, but also you need a negative vibe in between.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's being.
You gotta be real. You can't just walk around with, you know.
Totally.
Like, and it's, you know, in La La Land.
It's being educated is really what it comes down to. So it's about like knowing everything and internalizing that and doing what's really best for you. And like you said, you can't walk around with your head in the clouds and stuff. And it's also advocating, you know, at Project Independence too, we're constantly preaching the importance of really being your self-advocate, you know, for things. And it's such an important thing because, as you said, there's this, I mean, there's so many layers to it, especially the senior who's isolated and home alone is going to be more inclined to fall victim to a lot of these things, you know, because of fear, you know. And I mean, even as something as we talk about also is talking to your doctors. I mean, it's, you know, people are scared to kind of voice their feelings or ask questions because, you know, the doctor is the all-knowing, you know, force. So I think it's all these things coupled together, and it's really the importance of advocating for yourself and being educated and whatnot, you know, and it's just finding that balance at the end of the day, you know, to get through, these crazy times. It's really, yeah.
I have a question. The other day I could not make it, but Project Independence had a Thanksgiving advisory. Were you, either one of you two involved?
Yes, we were both, a part of it.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
It was really lovely. It was very, we had about like 35-40 people on.
Really?
The
wow. You
know, there was a good amount of people. And you know, everyone, there was a bunch of people who tried to share, funny stories or, you know, traditions.
Right.
Heard, you know, in their lives. So that was kind of a nice thing, you know, cause it almost had like a support group kind of vibe. Cause you know, I said, and I know about myself, especially we're in this time where it's different. So holidays don't look like holidays. You know, we say this all the time. So I think it's important though, people want to talk about and remember, you know, the happier tradition or story, whatever, you know, that you would be telling around your family dinner table, you know, so telling it on this kind of virtual form, I think was a very nice thing. And I enjoyed it.
It's cool. It's like, you don't want to define Thanksgiving as just this holiday, but there's also a lot of feeling
right
you have with it. You know, it's like gratitude. There's gratitude. There's joy. There's familiarity. You know, I one of the stories I was going to tell was that my mother has a turkey platter that has a gravy boat and ladle that she's had probably for 60 years and has been in her family forever, and it is so ugly. It is like,
yeah, you should have had it to show us. Now I'm like
on the table. Nothing else fits on the table. You can't put anything next to it. It's just this huge, ridiculous looking painted turkey platter with the gravy boat. If that platter and gravy boat are not on the table, everybody loses it. Where, you know, it's not, it's like, it's the same conversation we have every year when it comes out. Seems so ugly. Can you put it on, you know, can we put it over there? No. And it's the same thing. And it's like you have these kind of family, you know, routines and traditions that just are so meaningful to you. And you know what? Maybe we don't have that big platter this year, but no one's taking that away, and it's going to make next year sweeter.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I think it's so important to share a story like that, you know, and that's what I think was so nice about the advisory committees is that you could see people's faces almost kind of lighting up, you know, and being in that moment, you know, of a funny story or tradition. You know, I always laugh because I was thinking about this too. And I know I've mentioned it on the program before, but ever since I was a little girl, I'm still not doing it. Maybe, you know, I'll have to bring it out next year for it to get back. But I would create this Thanksgiving like play and it would be me and my girl cousin Erin, who's 3 years younger than me.
Did you see that video?
It was, first of all, it was just the fun, and I was very serious about it. Like, God forbid, not everyone like just sat down and like listened to. And I would find poems, and I was looking through albums, and I would even find. I saw one time I had my flute, you know, my flute career that lasted all of like, you know, 4 years or whatever it was when I was younger. But I had this. So there was a musical interlude. You know, I had like all kinds of, you know, like the bells and whistles. And it was a running joke every year because I would take it so serious. And like I said, there's so much going on Thanksgiving, you know, no one. And now as an adult, I realize, you know, people are trying to run around, make food. And I'm like, everyone like stop and like, you know, watch the show. And I had my two twin cousins who are both boys inevitably would like ruin the play. Because they were like, you know, old, and they would just make a joke, or they'd be like in the background. Because I was laughing when I found some pictures, my cousin was like lurking in the background of, and inevitably someone would start yelling, you know. So, but that it was such a traditional part of our Thanksgiving, and it went on for years. And I actually have here was like one picture of me and my cousin.
Wow, that's a serious costume.
Yes, very serious. And then this is just me and my gram, you know, on one thing, but.
That's great.
It was just so, you know, and I was cracking up when I was looking through the photographs because I wasn't aware of, you know, what. And I have to laugh because one of my uncles and my dad truly worked very committed. And I'll have to give a shout out to my dad for really enjoying the play. He was like front and center with like his glass of wine, like he was really like gonna, you know, embrace this, you know, play. But I just remember sitting there with, you know, researching poems and it was really in my head, guys. So, clearly it was something, it was such a family tradition, which was nice. Right. And now the family tradition with me and my mom is, you know, our big thing all the time is to think of like our theme and like what the tablescape kind of vibe will be each year. So that's always a fun kind of thing that we look forward to. So.
Yeah, it's really like how it makes you feel, right? Yeah. It makes you feel good. And the closer you get to it, it's like the feeling gets stronger and stronger. You know, and then you know, you start smelling the turkey being cooked and all that. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. We have to take a quick break. This is Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.